Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Gwen Hoffman, and she is a member of the Lions Club in Ottoman. Good morning to you, Gwen.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Gwen, it is lots of people in Ottoman have been really busy because Operation T-Bone is scheduled for August 5, 6, and 7. And I tell you, I looked at the schedule for Saturday. It's packed.
It is. It is. Hopefully we'll have a great weather.
Yes, that would be very helpful. So starting early in the morning till late at night, you can do something at a lot of it around the city park, not all of it. But I want to start with what the Lions Club is doing.
Yeah, we are having the inflatables again. We rent the inflatables from the Atlantic Y, and we have a bouncy house, and we have a bouncy slide, and then we have a bouncy three-ball activity center for people to play in. And we have had really good turnout with that the last few years. The more bouncy houses we tend to get, the more people we tend to get. It gets a lot of fun that day.
Yes, kids love those bounce houses and all of those kinds of things. Is there a fee for that?
There is. You get a wristband, and you get to do it for all day.
Okay.
You buy it first thing in the morning, it'll be $8, and after 1 o'clock, it'll be $4.
Okay.
And you get to ride it as many times as your grandparents are willing to stand inside the bouncy house and watch you slide down it.
All right. Good point, Gwen. If you're waiting for the kids to do bouncy house and so on, there's so many more things going on in the park. It's almost unbelievable. Of course, there's good food and Gwen, do you know if there are other things available for kids?
There are other things. I know the Nest is having some activities, and some other groups are having activities. There are about four kinds of food this year, four different food vendors. You can get about everything you want. The Lions Club, where we sell our wristbands for the bouncy house, we also sell used books. We've had a project going the last few years in Audubon where we recycle books in the community, and people bring all kinds of books, from Star Wars kids books to novels that are on the bestseller list currently. So we have a really good supply of books to bring out on Saturday. Rain or shine, we'll have the used book sale.
Good point. Those activities just have to go on, and let's hope for the good weather.
That's
of
right.
Course. Yes. And Lions Club isn't doing any food, any popcorn, anything. You're just doing... Okay.
This year. There are quite a few other food things there, so we don't have to do that.
Good.
But we did want to mention that we really appreciate all the support we get from the Ottoman community, not only in the bouncy houses, but also in the our sports programs that we've wrapped up that sales program for. KAJN is one of our big sponsors also in that, but we share those at every fall and winter sports, and the money we make off those sports programs goes right back into our community, buying glasses and buying hearing aids. And we just, at our last board meeting, bought two more sound amplification systems for two more classrooms. In Audubon, we have sound amplification systems in every elementary classroom and both of the choir rooms at the elementary and the middle school, high school, to help kids hear and get the most out of their day and save a teacher's voice.
Yes. And, you know, I think it's really good that you mentioned the sound thing, the hearing thing, because I think a lot of people think of Lions along with sight and glasses, and that's really, really good. But they've, I'm not sure when, but they expanded into, you know, this is another important sense that we have. And so you find those ways to do that. And the other thing is you do so much locally.
Yes. Do. And, you know, that kind of wraps back to Helen Keller is the one who gave us the vision of using sight as a center point for our fundraising and our efforts. And she was also deaf. And so I think it goes back to our beginnings. And Lions Club International is celebrating 100 years this coming year. And Audubon Lions Club is celebrating 75 years of its existence. And they do go hand in hand, like you said, not just for Helen Keller, but for all of us to think about how important our senses are and to protect them and to take care of them throughout our lives.
So, Gwen, has the Audubon Club done anything related to the dogs?
Yes, we have. We, a year ago, we headed up a program called Pennies for Puppies, and we challenged the school, the public school there in Audubon, to raise pennies. And for a couple of weeks is all we saved pennies. And if we raised $500, we could name a puppy that's being raised currently in the Fort Dodge Correctional Facility as a leader dog. That dog will stay in the prison for about a year and a half, and from there it will go to where it will be trained with the person who has lost their sight, and they will be with that person for as long as they are a leader dog. And the community raised not $500, but $2,500.
Wow.
So we were able to name five puppies, and we've had Simba since January, has been up in the Fort Dodge Correctional Facility, and we get monthly reports on him. And this is a great place to announce that just a few days ago, I was notified that two more of our puppies have come in. So now we have Remington is in there and Wheelie. And so they'll be there for another year and a half. And we'll start being reported on to our kids in our school throughout the year.
How did you pick the names?
Oh, the classes that raised, the grades that raised enough money, the most money, the top five classes got to name them. So,
what fun.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun, a lot of competition, and I don't think there was any change left in any couch in the entire town when that thing was done. Kids were digging all over for pennies.
Find those pennies. Well, and as you've talked about this project, Gwen, it's amazing sort of how it includes so many people and is positive. I mean, we got the kids involved, and I'm sure adults were involved. When the kids are involved, their families are involved. And then you're talking about the correctional institution and then the training site, and then, of course, eventually some person is going to get that leader dog. But can you tell us a little more about the facility where they're now?
You bet. I can tell you the most about the person who has Simba and what his correspondence with us has been, how he feels it has changed his life and how he hopes to finally be giving back to the world after constantly taking from the world. And so it not only helps the person who gets the leader dog, but it also helps in rehabilitation of people who have maybe made some bad choices and went the wrong way, but that there is always redemption. And that's what Lions Club is about, too, is helping people change their lives for the better. And the two new folks who get the puppies, I haven't got correspondence from both of them yet, but it will be interesting to see what the dogs are like for them. They definitely all, as we know, our pets all have such distinct personalities. So that's what's been fun, is learning about Simba.
And it's wonderful that those people stay in touch with you and that you know what's happening with the dogs to kind of keep, you know, that just makes that personal tie. You want to kind of keep supporting this whole kind of project. So what you're doing on Saturday the 6th is just one of those small things that you do for the community, because you do all kinds of things. The Lions Club does all kinds of things tying the community together.
We do. I think that's one of the great things about living in Southwest Iowa, living in Audubon, is that, you know, I said KJAN has an ad in this new brochure that we do the sports programs, and so many places do, because we realize that we may not live next door to you, but we are all connected in promoting Southwest Iowa and our communities and making them a better place to live.
So, Gwen, we started out talking about Operation T-Bone, August 5, 6, and 7, and Saturday is kind of, say, the biggest day, starting at 7 o'clock with breakfast and ending up at midnight with a street dance and so much in between. Is there something that's a favorite of yours at the T-Bone operation?
The food.
It's always yummy.
You need something different every hour on the hour, and so I try to do that.
All right, all right. So, and if you want to know more about this, I think you could go to the website, just audubonIowa.org, and you can see a schedule of all of the many things that of interest to all ages, and you know, the thing that I jumped out at me was junk and craft and vendors and so on. And then I did want to mention, because we talked about most of this is in the park, but there's also something going on at the Armory that you want to check out. So, Gwen, great weekend coming up here at in Audubon.
We are looking forward to it. Hope to see you there.
Okay. Thanks so much to Gwen Hoffman for visiting with us today. And here's a kind of a serious thought. People will love you. People will hate you. And none of it will have anything to do with you.